Good afternoon. Mesdames et messieurs, chers collègues, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Denise Chong. Together with Lily de Grandpré, we have the great honor and great privilege of co-chairing the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada. And representing here today a board that is drawn from inside and outside the university and is from across Canada. When I first met Charles Bronfman, whose generosity led to the creation of the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada, or as we affectionately call it, the MISC, I first met him when I joined the board, and I had just published my book, The Concubine's Children, which is a memoir of a family that so happens to be my own. It's about surviving the early Chinatowns of Canada, but it's really about trying to find a place in the wider society. So when I first met Charles, I had this notion that we shared a kind of kinship. One, a curiosity. And to that curiosity, you brought a fearlessness and you expressed it with grace. And secondly, a kinship of a desire to make a contribution. And I mean by way of being willing to bring your ideas, being able to consider new perspectives, to make a contribution to this country that we call Canada and the common future that we share. So it's this vision that created MISC, that was the dream of its first co-chairs, Charles Bronfman and the distinguished Alex Patterson. And who gave it life and energy was first the founding director, Des Morton, and then our tremendous current director, Dr. Antonia Maione. The 2010 annual conference. It's the flagship event of MISC, and rightly so, because this, our 15th conference, brings together the three strands that are at the heart of the Institute. It's teaching in a multidisciplinary way, it's supporting research, and public education. In other words, not only inside the university, but outside the university. 2010, the topic is water. Yet again, we have a topic that is attuned to the public mind. Yet again, we have a program over the next day and a half that is very stimulating. Je vous souhaite la bienvenue à la conférence annuelle 2010 of MISC. And now my job is to introduce you to the Master of Ceremonies, Dr. Rob Slater. Rob hails from behind. He hails from Carleton University. He's the adjunct professor in environmental policy at Carleton University. He's been at the frontiers and at the forefront of the making of environmental policy in Canada. He has a distinguished career that's seen him play lead roles in enacting standards, laws, legislation, regulations from acid rain to lead emissions from cars. He's from negotiating agreements, international and national agreements on water quality, air quality. He's responsible for legislation. We can thank Rob for legislation of the Canadian Environmental Protection Act, the Species at Risk Act. But most of all, Rob, I think that he justly earned a distinction of the Order of Canada recently. Now, if there was an Order of MISC, if there was, we would give it to Dr. Slater for his quiet, confident, absolutely valuable leadership in putting together this program and the assistance he's given his co-chair, Dr. Maione, and, of course, the Institute staff. So maintenant, je cède la parole à Dr. Slater.
Thank you, Denise, for that introduction, which my mother would not recognize. This is a very special event over the next day and a half. You have in this room, as we speak, the who's who of water in Canada. And with the students, I think you also have the who will be who in the future in this field. So there's, in some aspects, an engagement, in some instances, a passing of the torch. My job here is not to speak. You've got wonderful people that you want to listen to, and I am going to be the authority figure to try and keep things moving along. And I will start that, if I may, by reminding you that if you've got cell phones or things that go beep, could you please turn them off? Remind you also that the event is being televised in its entirety by CPAC and will be shown over the next few weeks. Insomniacs will have a rare treat, but you'll also be able to catch it at more propitious moments. There are two people who will be holding microphones to hand to the audience. Daniel, is he in the room? Daniel and Emma. They will be the bearers of that. And I'm going to introduce the people who will make the introductions. So my first duty is to introduce David Biette. David has spent his entire career in the field of Canada-US relations, of explaining Canadians to the United States, to Americans, and Americans to Canadians. This is not a simple task. It is an unending assignment. And he has done a lot of that mutual explaining through the lens of the environment. And he's done it on things like acid rain, on things like Great Lakes. And so he is an ecological diplomat in North America. And he does this presently from the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. David?
Thank you. Talk about introductions that one's mother might not recognize. Bonjour, bienvenue à mesdames et messieurs, tout le monde. Je suis content de me retrouver à McGill, à Montréal, et dans cette salle. This afternoon's program, International Water Issues, an exciting topic given what's been happening lately and with International Water Day recently. I will introduce the speakers, and we will hear from them for about 10 minutes each. We'll go into a small discussion among the panelists, and then we'll open it up to questions. So we will go in the order from my far left to my closer left, starting with Doug Miller. Doug is chairman of GlobeScan International. He regularly briefs corporate and government leaders on global public opinion and stakeholder views. You have much more extensive biographies in your materials. This is for the folks who will be watching who don't have the material in front of them. Zafar Adil. Adil is director of the Institute for Water, Environment, and Health with United Nations University. He currently serves as chair of UN Water, which coordinates work on water of 26 UN organizations. To his right, Liliana Peresha est directrice générale de la Fondation One Drop pendant une longue carrière, déjà, en développement. Elle lutte pour les droits de la personne, particulièrement ceux des femmes et des enfants. And finally, we have Margaret Catley Carson, who is patron of Global Water Partnership and chair of the board of the Crop Diversity Trust in the World Economic Forum Global Agenda Council on Water, and a lot of other things. She's an incredible experience in development and environment, and on with the show. So, Doug.